Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. I'm cracking up. My producer was making me laugh just before we went on the air. It is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Remember when? Do you remember when we thought we could trust the news anchors? We had those special guys that we listened to. And we love to listen to the Paul Harvey, and as he finished a lead-in and said, page two. Well, the media is no longer journalism. I don't claim to be a journalist. I'm not. I claim to be an opinionated realist. The media bias, TV, radio, even social media, we talked about that yesterday, no longer hide their bias opinions. They choose a side. And they manipulate the stories to fit what they want. And I was going to read the headlines. I've got some headlines here, if I can get them back out. And they're just, to me, they're almost hysterical because I follow the news. And I watched the rallies. And I watched what Donald Trump said. And I can't find that piece of paper. It was from Politicus, the ones I've told you about that is so bias. Well, I can't find it. It says, Morning Joe rewrites history. Now, you remember we've had some of the comments from Morning Joe, and he says, I never was a Trump supporter. But he was. You could have fooled his listeners. He seemed to be a Trump supporter early on. Well, Politicus has really gone after Donald Trump, and I'll find that here in a little bit. I guess I pitched it. It wasn't that important earlier in the day. Well, when you think about the media being biased, we think of the mainstream media. But I see it in certain Fox shows as well, the Fox talents, doing the very same thing. Kennedy on Fox at night stated last night, over and over and over again last evening, that Trump is misbehaving because he knows he's already lost. He's already lost the election, she says, and he's just playing around. He's just having fun. She says, I see something that doesn't fit with these. I'm saying this. I see something that doesn't fit with these polls and these comments like this. When I'm watching and I see the crowds in his rallies, thousands and thousands of people, and you watch Hillary's speaking engagements, she could barely fill a high school gymnasium. So why isn't anybody questioning these polls? And who pays these polls? I know there's different ones and they come from different places. Now, maybe all these thousands of people are going to Donald Trump just because it's unique. They're curious. They just want to see. And then there's Megyn Kelly on Fox. I've kind of gone on a campaign against Megyn Kelly. Her personal dispute with Donald Trump got in the way, and it affected her show. But even before that, I found out quickly, with her interviews with people like Ben Carson early on, Ammon Bundy, Rand Paul, and some others, that she is not truly a conservative woman. Not truly. And they want to say it's a tough interview. Well, what makes it a tough interview? Because you yell at them and you get your 2 cents in. You know, it's my show. I'm going to say what I want. I can hit the mute button on you and... She was downright rude to Ammon Bundy. and I won't watch her. I will not watch her. But then, when I say she's not a true conservative, do we even know what that means these days? I like watching Sean Hannity, and I like watching Lou Dobbs, and I tolerate Bill O'Reilly. And if I'm home early enough, which is very seldom, or if I stay up late enough, unfortunately that does happen, I like to watch Greta. But I don't agree 100% with any of them. But it isn't a matter, it shouldn't be a matter of agreeing with them. It should be a matter of trusting the facts that are brought to you. That's what news is. Talk shows have changed journalism, I would say. Because now the news, they try to look like the talk show hosts, which I think is kind of crazy, right? Well, at least O'Reilly will flat out say, I'm not a journalist. He admits it, I'm not a journalist. Rush Limbaugh came out here this week, and I think I shared it with you yesterday or the day before, where he was saying that the media is biased. Well, coyote genius there. How long did it take you to figure that one out? Maybe I'm better off being the simple-minded wife and mom and meemaw, grandmother, the woman who knows how hard life is, the struggles of raising a family, the realizations of knowing sometimes you can't get what you want, like a vacation on a beach, or a new car. Budgets are reality. Congress fails to see that. But that's not in the news so much, is it? More like name-calling and slandering the character and of candidates. That's what's in the news. Donald Trump did not kick a baby out of his rally. Hillary Clinton did laugh about getting a child rapist off at the age of 12. She was 12 when Hillary wasn't 12, the child was 12. That child was so damaged from that rape that she had to have surgery and could never have children. But Hillary got the child rapist off and laughed about it. But the mainstream media that loves Hillary will not talk about that, but they will talk about Trump kicking out babies. Hillary's health is in question on certain stations, but not on others. They don't want to talk about it. You know how I feel? I'm not a journalist. I'm quoting Riley now, I guess. But I'm not a journalist. I don't have an office with reporters, investigators, and lawyers. I don't have that. I don't even have a secretary or a janitor. What I have is a passion, and I'm driven by it. Perhaps maybe too driven sometimes. But I believe it is my calling and mission to be here. So as long as I can, I will be here for you. And as Walter Cronkite would say, and that's the way it is. So as we continue with today's show, most of the news I have today, the sources I use, I trust, but I still realize these have agendas as well. The think tanks are somewhat political. And my deep concern is for we the people. That's how I think of CSE Talk Radio, especially on Free For All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. It's your turn to be the opinionated voice on America today. We the people? We the people will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No B.O. deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No B.O. is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals. Only a small amount of No B.O. is required to be effective so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No B.O. deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No B.O. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Well, I didn't find my paper, but I went and printed it again. I kind of go nuts when I can't find something, and it seems like I go nuts about every day. But this is the Politicus USA, and when you just read the headlines, you can see the bias. Now, I watched the rally when Donald Trump supposedly kicked the baby out. He did not kick the baby out. Then they interviewed the mom, and she was very upset. She said, he did not kick the baby out. We were having fun. He was chatting back and forth with me and putting me at ease because she was upset that the baby was upsetting things. But they slanted to be whatever they wanted to be. And Donald Trump is fighting everyone. Everyone, including the so-called conservative talk show hosts on Fox. So here's the headlines from this Politicus. Over 70 Republicans call on the RNC to stop funding Donald Trump. And I've got a little something on that I'm going to share with you in a little bit. So this is their first headline. No, the first headline is a protester interrupts the rally to call Donald Trump Putin's you-know-what. This is the news now. The vulgarity, the character slandering, it is not about news. I know you're sitting there and saying, well, Beth, you're not any different. I'm not. I think I am. Because I'm unhappy with both sides of this situation. I'm disappointed, not in you, but in American people, that they can't see through this. Because for me, it is so obvious. And it always had, well, I won't say always. I had a moment in my life where I had the wake-up call. But these go on. Fact checkers destroy Trump for claiming that President Obama found ISIS. So I got some articles on that, too. He did not personally go out and recruit them and sign them up on a pledge card. But with his poor foreign policies and bad decisions, they erupted. So, yes, he did found them. Hillary Clinton offers Republicans absolutely nothing in exchange for her supporting her. What's she supposed to offer the Republicans? Looks to me like they're free. Looks to me like they're free. Oh, looky there. I have this article about these RNC. These GOP that are anti-Trump all the way. And I want you to read between the lines on this. I want you to think about exactly what they're saying and doing. There's always a reason. There's always a reason. So here it is. This is coming from Theodore Bunker. He writes for Newsmax. The Republicans sign letter to RNC to cut off the funding for Trump. Over 70 senior Republicans and party operatives have signed an open letter to Rents Priebus, the GOP chairman, imploring him to cut off the funding to aid Donald Trump's presidential campaign in favor of helping Senate and House candidates win elections. We believe, it says, that Donald Trump's divisiveness, recklessness, incompetence, and are you ready for this one? Record-breaking unpopularity risk turning this election into a Democrat landslide, and only the immediate shift of all available RNC resources to vulnerable Senate and House races will prevent the GOP from drowning with a Trump emblazoned anchor around its neck. This should not be a difficult decision, as Donald Trump's chances of being elected president are evaporating day by day. Now let's stop and think about those comments. As the GOP has willingly not supported Donald Trump, certain ones, this comment, record-breaking unpopularity, where we're going back to the polls, yet he had more votes than ever in an election. He took out all of the Republican candidates, and they're calling him record-breaking unpopularity? He's reckless? Incompetent? Who do these people think they are? Well, let's say, who are they? In addition to former U.S. Senator Gordon Humphrey in New Hampshire and former Representative Tom Coleman of Missouri, Chris Shays of Connecticut and Vin Weber of Minnesota, almost 20 former RNC staff signed the letter, including former Press Secretary Christine Iverson Gunderson and former Communications Director B.J. Cooper. I'm going to tell you what I think right now. I've got a caller. I want you to hold and be patient with me. I'm going to tell you what I think. And this is my gut. This isn't journalism. This is Beth's opinion. It is my gut feeling. These rhinos, these established Republicans, are in it in the Clinton Foundation. That's my gut. And that's why they hate Trump. Because he's going to fix the trade, or he says he's going to try, and he's going to fix the immigration. And they are relying on that to make their wealth. We're going to go to Vince in Missouri. Vince, how are you today?
Pretty good. How are you today?
I'm doing okie dokie. What's up?
Well, I listen to you quite often and stuff, and I agree 100% with what you say.
100%? That's pretty good.
Well, I mean, it's just right. I mean, it's the truth, you know, just pretty much like Trump puts out there. But what I'm calling about is what you were just talking about yesterday about being a patriot and about these Republicans that don't want to back Trump. What I'm figuring is if they don't want to back Trump, then somebody needs to get on a bandwagon, and those people that don't back him, they do not get reelected. Because this man is their nominee. He's what the party has said they want for president and stuff. If they don't back him, well, then they don't need to be reelected and put back in their career.
I agree. I agree 100% with you.
And but I think also there is stuff in Washington that they don't want the ordinary citizen to know about is one reason they're not backing Trump, because there's so much corruption. I mean, well, look at Hillary, but there's so much corruption up there in Washington. They do not want an outsider to find out anything about what goes on.
I think he knows.
He's got a pretty good idea because he dealt with all of them.
I think he knows, and the reason I say that is because of the position he has had in life, being a billionaire. And they have always come to him for money.
Well, now
he's the bad guy. So I think he knows.
Well, I tell you what, that's like I've talked to my wife and, you know, different people and stuff. He really better watch, because if the Democrats want to get rid of him, the Republicans want to get rid of him.
Well, we see that.
He had better have a damn good mechanic on that airplane.
I think he needs that and some really good bodyguards.
Exactly.
Very highly paid that they can't be bought out from underneath him.
Well, exactly. I mean, most these days, money buys everything.
Yeah, unfortunately, it does. By these politicians, doesn't it?
Yep, he's our best hope for right now, whether he's
100% right or not. The only thing I like, what I like the best about him, Vince, is he isn't one of them. And he doesn't talk like one of them. He doesn't walk like one of them.
And he doesn't have all this crap in his background.
I got it. All right, I'm going to have to let you go. We're heading into a break. Thank you, Vince. You have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to CSC Talk Radio. We need all the Vinces we can get. You know, it's amazing to me. Not really, but these parties have a monopoly. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit when we come back, if you don't change the topic. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. This is the only talk show that is your voice. And we will be right back. Sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No B.O. deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No B.O. is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No B.O. deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No B.O. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth, and it is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Let's go to CW in Missouri. CW, how are you doing today?
I'm fine and frustrated besides. I want to tell you, I sure do appreciate what you do on this show.
Thank you, sir.
It's rewarding for that. What's the problem? The Republicans, it's not Trump is causing the lose. It's a fact that they did nothing to stop Obama the last 2 years.
You got it.
And that's what everybody's mad at him about. It's not Trump. And I want to say right now to Roy Blunt and all the rest of them that's running, I will not vote for any Republican that don't support Donald Trump. I'll vote for his opponent. If they're going to take Trump down, as well take the rest of them down with him.
And you know, there are third parties running. I believe there's a third party running for the Senate, and I'm going to try and get them on the air.
Well, I can tell you one thing. If they can't back their candidate, all I can hear about the Democrats and Hillary is really thrilled to say even the Republicans don't like Donald Trump. And that is disgusting. Something else, too, I'd like to say. If Donald Trump's economic plan is just for the rich and Hillary's for the middle class, why are all the millionaires backing Hillary?
You got it. You got it right. It's not hard to see through this. I don't understand why other people can't see through it.
I'll tell you why they don't see through it. The working people don't get a chance to listen to talk radio. And all they hear all the night, I've turned my NBC, I've got so sick of NBC, I just shut the news off. But all they hear on these network television.
Oh, I think we lost him. Well, he was going to say all we hear from some of these networks is them telling you how bad Trump is. I think that's what he was going to say, and how great Hillary is. I was watching some segments last night. Of course, it was on Fox, so they were picking out what they were showing us. But it was the blatant rudeness of the mainstream media, MSNBC, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, and it was kind of some of their morning talk shows, you know, that those news journalists have. And they were absolutely rude when the conservative was being interviewed. And it was different ones, not the same person every time. And they would not let them even tell about Hillary's issue with this young girl at 12 years old and how she laughed about getting the rapist off. It wouldn't talk about, they wouldn't talk about the email scandal. They wouldn't talk about any of that. They wanted to talk about how bad Donald Trump is, just like these rhinos in the GOP. Now, the Democrat Party has gone communist. It's gone socialist. The Communist Party is backing Hillary Clinton, and if that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what will. So get out your Communist Manifesto and read it. And then you need to read. And if you want a copy of this, I will. I don't have the book, but I have a copy of this. It was an article that somebody wrote just to remind us of what Hillary Clinton actually stands for. Now, they're not going to tell you this in the news because they stand for it, too. They want this health care so they can control you. They want poverty so they can control you and tax you. They want the debt so they'll have more poverty and they can control you. They want gun control because they know you're going to figure it out eventually that they're controlling you. They want the welfare because if they have you taken care of, you will vote their way. They want to control education of your children. They've already got the colleges. And they pretty much have the public school system. And they want to remove God, religion. I've heard Republicans saying this. They're angry. They don't want you to bring it up. Class warfare has gotten greater and greater through the Obama administration. Pitting people against one another. When I read the Declaration of Independence, that's what the King of England was doing. He was pitting the colonists against the Indians. He was putting them against one another. He was causing dissension, distractions, and he was dictating over them, which is what the D.C. occupiers are trying to do. They're trying to dictate over you. So we're going to tell the truth about Hillary every chance we get. And the GOP is going to lie about Trump and make a mountain out of a molehill every time they get an opportunity, as will the mainstream media and certain people on Fox, because that's what they do. So The lines are lighting up. We're going to go to Frank in PA. Frank, how are you today?
Hey, good morning there, Beth. And I got a couple of quick ones to tell you. First, former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, is running as a third-party candidate for president.
Yes, he is.
And then a friend of mine's granddaughter, this is great, a five-year-old little girl, was going around telling people that friends of hers are going around saying Hillary stinks. And she said, well, I put a good word in for Hillary. I say, like poopy she does. I got fell off the chair with laughter when I heard that the other day. Oh my Lord, that was outrageously funny.
That was your granddaughter?
No, a friend of mine.
Okay.
Little girls going around saying to Hillary, they stink, and she said, I'll put a good word in for Hillary. I say, like poopy she does.
Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny. Okay. Well, the kids are getting involved in it because a lot of the parents are getting involved. And when the parents make an out-and-out statement about one or the other candidate, the kids are going to believe it regardless because it's their parents, you know. So it's kind of funny what's going on. Frank, anything else?
Donald Trump is the only hope that this country has. And the reason why they're going against him is because they know that if he gets in there, it's game over for them and all the shenanigans that they've been allowed to get away with. And this started back during the Nixon administration when they normalized the relations with China. Look what, how things have gone since then. That's the David Rockefeller production by any other name. That's with him and his henchmen, Henry Kissinger and Zygmunt Brzezinski. People ought to read the books these people have written about one world government and the way how they want to take control of everything.
All right.
Agenda 21 is a good example of that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We need to talk about that some more. I've got a little something on some things here later if we have time, and I don't think we're going to. I'm going to have to let you go, Frank. I've got the lines lighting up.
Keep up the great work. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate that. We're going to go to River in Missouri. River, how are you today?
I'm wonderful, Beth Ann, and thank you so much for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I want to remind everybody, because I hear this about the assassination of Trump all the time. Mm-hmm. We've had a coup on our government. I woke up when President Kennedy was shot.
Yes.
And anybody that is voting for, and I've only found a few of them, for Hillary, are incessant TV watchers. You know, they're brainwashed. But I want to say to everybody out here who believes in the Constitution and the Second Amendment, it's time, if you don't have your CCW, all of us keep our eyes and ears for this republic. And let's be there as protectors. Listen to what's happening when you're anywhere around Trump. Be prepared always to protect. Watch the people. We can see the people that are against them. Be prepared. Get your CCW. Carry a gun.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, if the mainstream media heard you say that, they're saying you're promoting violence now, River.
No, I'm not. I'm protecting the Constitution and our country.
Absolutely.
And
I agree with you.
I am willing to give my life for it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And get some training.
Yes, absolutely. Get some training. I need a little more. I don't get out to shoot. I'm so busy with all of this. I don't get out to shoot, and I need to get out and practice more. I know how to shoot. I just don't get to practice. All right, we're going to go into a break. I've got some others holding. Please have patience with me. We will get to you as quickly as we can. This is CSC Talk Radio. I'm so excited today. Friday's one of my favorite days because I get to spend it with you. And we, the people, will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of our award-winning books, The M-Bar, Cull of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips. Cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Wow. You know, I never know exactly what's going to happen on a free-for-all Friday. Well, any day, as the story goes. But it's exciting to me when I talk with all of you. And even though we don't agree on everything, we agree on liberty. And we could see through the transparency and the lies, and there are plenty of them, they're pretty thick, of the parties. And it's both of the parties. We can be honest about that. It's both of them. Well, we're going to go to Dale from Missouri. Dale, how are you today?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm not enthusiastic about Trump like everybody else seems to be. But
are you enthusiastic about Hillary?
No way. I'm not voting for either one of them. But I think, just personal opinion from what I've heard about his history and dealings, I think he's, like Hillary, he's pulling the wool over everybody's eyes.
Now, where have you heard and what have you heard? You have to be careful about that because we're hearing lots and lots of things.
Well, like Warren Barrett, he's a journalist. He studied him for 30-some years. David K. Johnston, 30 years studying, you know, his history.
They studied Donald Trump for 30 years? That's what their life is, studying Donald Trump for 30 years?
Well, I don't know what's all of it, but it's some of it. But, you know, his dealings in the mob and things back east and his dad and I guess his grandpa, too. I don't know, but I think... Now, I may be wrong, probably am wrong, but I've thought that he was actually in there running to try to help Hillary get in.
Well, there was that rumor going around. I don't believe that rumor. I don't believe in the mob rumor either. I don't believe in that, maybe because I don't want to. You absolutely, I know that you stay, you know, pretty informed in politics. I know that you do that, but we're going to be in a bad way if we get Hillary in there. And so I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at busting up the parties. I want both the parties to go down. They are a monopoly. They are stealing from the American people, both of them. And Donald Trump's not a part of the – and the fact that they all hate him makes me like him. And I know that's kind of a bad way to be, but that's kind of how I feel about it. I'm going to have to let you go because I got some others holding, if you don't mind, Dale. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. We've got Regina in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. I can't talk. I'm sorry.
Hello. Good job. I just want to zone in on about a week or so ago, you had a man from a Ranchers Association, I believe, and he was involved in telling us how he had a bill that they were sponsoring that would make it allowable for the ranchers that are being demonized by these trade deals, and they have to put this checkoff money into the big ranch situation.
Yeah, two different things.
Would be able to volunteer to stay out or get in. And I wondered his number, his bill number.
Okay,
anything
give
me.
I don't have his bill number.
Okay, give me a number.
I have his phone number, which is RCAF USA, and he's going to be on again here, I think, either next week or the next.
Well, he
and
didn't give the bill number on the air, though. That was the only problem. Could you encourage him to give us these bill numbers so we can call
Okay, well,
rep?
He has several times, so let
Well, the day I was on,
all right,
he didn't, okay? So
let me give you his phone number. It's RCAF USA, and the number there is 406 252 2516.
Okay, 406-252-2516.
You got it.
Am I going to ask for somebody in person?
Well, he is Bill Bullard. I don't know that you'll get him. You might get a secretary there.
So I just
They have a shoestring budget, kind of like me, only they actually have a secretary.
Wonderful. I praise God for what you're doing, so thank you.
We'll catch you later. Thank you. I want to address a little something here about Donald Trump. I have not openly endorsed Donald Trump. I think you guys know by how I talk. I will do anything to keep Hillary from getting elected. Well, almost anything. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. We do have another caller. We have Mike from Massachusetts. Mike, how are you today?
Fine, Beth. I've been listening to you for the last few years, and you do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
And I just want to add a couple of things here. Number one, Hillary has admitted that she calls herself a progressive. And so does that vice presidential hopeful of hers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And progressive does mean communist. And unfortunately, I find that younger people, and people in their 20s and 30s, I've gone to the grocery store, I've talked to clerks, they don't seem to know what a communist is. Like they've never heard of it. And I just, it's got to be the school system. Well,
and I think it's pretty ironic or scary or funny, I don't know which, that the Hillary supporters will call Trump Hitler. I think that's hysterical. I just, it is so...
she's Stalin is what she is.
it's definitely... she's got the Communist Party backing her. So,
she does, and they've openly come out with that. And
she hasn't denounced it either.
No, she hasn't. And communism is very alive, and it's dangerous. If anything is dangerous, it's her.
Well, it's like I've said, Mike, this election is not about policies. This election is about the direction and the system of governing that we are under. They do not want us, and we pretty much aren't now, but they do not want us to remain a republic.
That's true.
And that's what they're after. I don't think Donald Trump is that political. Now, I could have him completely wrong. I know that some people believe that he's had backgrounds in the mob and all that. I don't buy that.
No, that's baloney because I'm not that far from New York, and I would hear stuff over the years if it were true.
Mm-hmm.
He's never, ever been associated with any kind of mob activity.
Now, I'm sure being the big businessman he is, he's had some dealings. I'm certain of that.
Oh, sure he has.
But it's, I don't know, it's... it's interesting what's going down, but what is really happening is the future of this nation. And
that's true.
It's not going to just be decided with the presidential race. We need to take both the parties down.
That's true, too, because anyone who votes for the third party, supposed third party, can never, ever win because it's an electoral vote system.
Yes, and it's I don't like to say you're throwing your vote away because everybody has that opportunity and they should vote however they feel like. But right now, it's crucial. This is one year I'm not going to do that. I might in the Senate races, but I'm not going to do that for president because I'm so against Hillary, the Democrat Party, and the Republican Party. I'm going to let you go so I can finish up here. Mike, thank you so very, very much. They had picked on Trump for lots of things, and I was going to start naming those and kind of elaborating, and I'm running out of time. I want to remind you that I need your help. I need your help. If you can send me anything to help out, it's all appreciated. Nothing goes to Beth. I keep hoping I'm going to make a profit and I could at least take home some bacon once in a while, but it hasn't happened. But I think it's important to stay here with you. Help me do that, because I can't do it alone. I say I'm a one-man band, but I'm not. You are with me, and I need you desperately now. Because it's we the people that will bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.